Being that the first day and the last day of Pesach fell out on Shabbos, there were several differences for this year than a regular year. Many halachas, we gave a two-part series, b'negeid halachas for davening, b'negeid Yom Tov, b'negeid preparing for Yom Tov, preparing for the Seder. What's not so well known, that this year also brings along several nekudas that are applicable to this upcoming Shabbos. Being that Achron Shel Pesach was Shabbos, so for us Bnei Chutz Laretz, the Kriya was the Kriya of Yom Tov, of Aser to Aser. We started because it's Shabbos. The Kriya of Yom Tov for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that after Shvi Shal Pesach, they only have one day Yom Tov. Achron, the Shabbos is a regular Shabbos. What was their Kriya Satira? Their Kriya Satira was Parshas Achrei Mois. When do we lay in Achrei Mois? This coming Shabbos, tomorrow. And what are the Bnei Eretz Yisrael laning? They're laning Parshas Kedoshim. Many places had a minyan on Achron Shel Pesach by Mincha, which by Mincha you laying the Kriyas HaTorah of the next Shabbos, which we laned Parshas Achrei because the next Shabbos is this Shabbos. So we had other shuls. By Mincha, there was a special minyan Mincha that they laned the whole entire Parsha. So like this, people that went back to Eretz Yisrael this week, and they're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lane Kedoshim, they heard already Parshas Achrei. In other words, we're off by a Parsha. This Shabbos, we're going to lane Parshas Achrei, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are going to lane Parshas Kedoshim. This being off one Parsha is actually going to last for many, many weeks, all the way to Parshas Matas Masai, right before Tisha B'Av. We're talking about a good 3 months that we're going to be off, not the same Parsha as Bnei Eretz Yisrael. That's, first of all, an interesting thing to note, that when we're going to learn Achrei this week, and you're going to be speaking to someone Eretz Yisrael, the Parshas HaShavua for them is a different Parsha. It's Parshas Kedoshim. And this is going to last now for many, many weeks. The question is, why can we fix this and catch up even immediately this week? This Shabbos is Parshas Achrei for us. We know, not on a Ibriyar, we put it together. It's Achrei Mois Kedoshim. The two parashas go together. So why don't we put the two parashas together? Which means in Eretz Yisrael, they laned last week Achrei and this Shabbos Kedoshim. And for us, Bnei Chutz Laretz, we could lane Achrei Mois and Kedoshim together. Both parashas should be laned together. And if we do that, finished, we're caught up. Anybody traveling back and forth, or even without traveling, will be on the same page, the same parsha as in Eretz Yisrael already now. Achrei Mois Kedoshim could go together, Behar B'chukosai could go together. So why do we wait 3 months to catch up? The Gevalda Geshayla. The Maharit in Tshuvas. The Maharit was the time of the Beis Yosef. Lived in Tzvas. The Maharit asks this Shaila, and the Maharit answers based off a Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that we lay the Teuchacha of Parshas Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah for the reason of Tichla Shana Vekil Leisel. And the Gemara says that we lane the other Teuchacha, the Hainu, the Teuchacha of Parshas B'chukosai, before Shavuos for Tich L'Shana V'Kil Leisel. So the Gemara says, Bishleimer, before Rosh Hashanah, Tich L'Shana V'Kil Leisel, which means that we want to get rid of all the clawless that are in existence finish that up and start the year freshly on a new slate. Frek the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, I understand. Rosh Hashanah is a new year, so we lay in the Teichicha before Rosh Hashanah, Tichel Hashanah V'Kil Leisel. But what's about Shavuos? What does it mean, Tichel Hashanah V'Kil Leisel? But says Tichel Hashanah V'Kil Leisel. Shavuos is not the end of beginning of a new year. As I frek the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara, Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, yeah. Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, like it says in the Mishnah, Ubatzeres Alpeiros Ilan. Good. So that's what we do. We lay in the Teichacha before Shavuos, which Shavuos is also considered a new year. So Taisus right away explains that it's not literally the last thing of the year. Taisus says is that we're mafsik. You shouldn't be clawless right next to Rosh Hashanah. The Satan shouldn't be Makatrik. We don't lay in the Teichacha the week before Rosh Hashanah. These are Shabbos in between, that's Mafsik. And the same also is relevant in regard to, the same is also relevant in regard to Shavuos. Parshas B'chakoysa is not the Shabbos before Shavuos, it's actually a Hefsik in between of Parshas B'Midbar. So there's a hefsek in between, and we lay in Parshas B'Midbar before Shavuos. To be able to have this cheshbon, we have to be on the track of this Shabbos Parshas Achrei, and not connect any Parshas, which means not put together Achrei Mois Kedosha, not put together B'Har B'Chakosai. And if we do it the way we do it like this, then we're going to have Parshas B'Midbar, the Shabbos before Parshas, the Shabbos before Shavuos. Yeah, very clear. So really, that's the answer why we don't put the parshas together and catch up with Eretz Yisrael, because we want to be able to have the Teichacha next to Shavuos, but not too close, with only one parsha in the middle, which is Parshas B'Midbar, and that parsha that we're going to lay in is the Shabbos Erev Shavuos. If we would connect two parshas together, then what's going to come out? We're going to lay already Parshas Nasa. So what about Eretz Yisrael? You're right, Anachanami, Eretz Yisrael, very interesting. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael are going to lay in already Parshas Nasai before, they're going to lay in Parshas Nasai before Shavuos. You're right, we don't have a Breira. But at least for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, for them we're actually going to, for us, we're going to not put Parshas together like this. When it comes Shavuos, we have Tichel Hashanah V'Kil Leisel, we learn Parshas B'Chakosai the Teichacha, and we also have Parshas B'Midbar to be Mafsik. Good. Very good. That explains why we don't put the Parshas together. However, why do we wait to Parshas Matas Masai? There is another Parsha that we could connect, not a lot before, but just two, three Parshas before, Parshas Chukas Balak. That also we could put together. So why do we have to wait till Matis Masai to put the Parshas together to catch up to Eretz Yisrael? L'chayr, we could catch up quite a bit, not quite a bit, 2-3 weeks before, we could already catch up. Why do we have to wait all the way to Matis Masai? So for this, the Maharit says, the reason why we already do Matas Masai is because Chukas Balak is not a regular to be put together. It depends on certain cheshbonos, that's not for right now, but Chukas Balak is less common to be put together as Matas Masai. So therefore, I guess Achrei Kedoshim, Bahar B'Chukos is commonly put together. So that the question is, let's put that together. The Teretz says it's not going to work the cheshbon for Shavuos. However, when it comes to putting together a Chukas Balak, for that it's less common. And therefore, we would prefer put something that's more common, so people don't get confused. And therefore, we put together Matas Masai. So with this, we conclude the first pointer over here, the first of three, four Nekudas actually, the first of four. And that is very clear that for the next 3 months, we're going to be off with one parsha for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. And we explained why we don't do something to catch up right away. So that's Lagabi, the Kriya Satayra. I would like to move into the Haftorah, which is something very interesting. The Ramah, in the end of Simen Tov Chav Ches, that's the end of Chelek Ches, Chelek Dalet of Mishnah Brura, the Simen speaks about different Kriyas HaTorah, different parshas, how La'olam Koyren Tzavas Aaron, different years, and Shana Muberes. It's interesting, the Cheshboinus of what we lay in on a regular year, what we lay in on a Muberes. And the Shulchan Aruch says, here's also where the Shulchan Aruch says that we always lay in Bamidbar before Shavuos, like the previous point. But the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Siman says the following. It's a Ramah. Ukeshekoyrin shtei parshiyos. Whenever you lay two parshas together, any two parshas you lay together, so you have a haftorah after the parsha we lay the haftorah. Which haftorah do we lay? Do we lay the haftorah of the first parsha? Do we lay the haftorah of the second parsha? The klal is we always lay the haftorah of the second parsha. Any two parshas that go together, it's less common this year because it's an Ibiyar, but any two parshas that go together, we lay the Haftorah of the second parsha. There is one exception, and the exception is when Achrei Mois Kedoshim go together, not a year like this year, but if Achrei Mois Kedoshim go together, we'll soon see why we're bringing it in for this year, when they go together over the years, Dr. Ramah, Maftirin, Melvad Ba'achrei Mois Kedoshim, the Maftirin Haloik Videi Kshuyim, we lay in the Haftorah of the first parsha, Parshas Achrei, not of Kedoshim. And the reason for that is, explains the Mishnah Brura, because the Haftorah of Kedoshim speaks about Toyavos Yerushalayim. It's not a good, we don't like that Haftorah. And we do whatever we could not to lay in this Haftorah. So if the parsha comes together, so then we only have to lay one haftorah. Good, very good. So we only lay the haftorah of parshas Achrei. Very good. But however, if the haftorahs are separate, which you need a haftorah for parshas Achrei, and you need a haftorah for parshas Kedoshim, so then you don't have a choice, and therefore we lay the haftorah of parshas Kedoshim. Which really would come out a year like this year, next week, which is Parshas Kedoshim, we would lay Parshas Kedoshim. However, in Hagoyas Reb Kiveger over there, took Reb Kiveger like this: not only when the two parshas are together, like what the Ramah says, that when the two parshas are together, we lay in Parshas Achrei, but even when the parshas are separate, but for whatever reason, we do not lay in Parshas Achrei Mois, the Parsha, the Haftorah of Achrei. And for an example, a year like this year, what are we going to lay in this Shabbos? This Shabbos, Parshas Achrei, this doesn't make a difference, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, being that Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, we lay in the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, so we're not going to lay in the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei Mois. Zokter Kivega, Gevaldige Chiddush. If you didn't lay the Haftorah of Achrei this week, next week, Parshas Kedoshim, we're going to lay the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei. What the Ramah says, that we don't want to lay Kedoshim, we don't like that Haftorah, and therefore when the Parshas come together, we lay Achrei. Zotir Kivega, even more. That even when it's not together, or for some reason we didn't lay Achrei, like this year we're not laying Achrei because we lay Machar Chodesh, the next week, Parshas Kedoshim, we're going to lay Parshas Achrei, Daf Torah. It is interesting to note that the Makor of the Ramah that says when two Parshas come together, we always do the second, with this exception of Achrei Mois Kedoshim, the Makor is a Mari Tirna, and the Mari Tirna himself says that it's only when it's together. But if, let's say, it's separate, and for some reason we didn't lay the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei, over there we're not gonna lay in Parshas Kedoshim Achrei. For that, Reb Kivega says, no, we lay in Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftorah of Parshas Achrei. Elamaisa, that seems to be lahalacha. The Mishnah Brura brings this Reb Kiveger lahalacha that next week Parashas Kedoshim we lay the haftorah of Achrei. The Kaf HaChaim says that an Igris Moshe or Moshe Feinstein brings the same to lay in Parashas Achrei next week in Luach Eretz Yisrael, and that was the minig of the Chazon Ish. Just to give one more example where we would not lay in Parshas Achrei, and because not laying in Parshas Achrei, the Aftira, we would lay in the Parshas Kedoshim, the Aftira of Parshas Achrei, would be if, let's say, Parshas Achrei would be Shabbos HaGadol. And Shabbos HaGadol, you lay in a different Aftira, it's really not, it's a big machlokes when you lay in the Aftira of Shabbos HaGadol. But should it be that you're laying the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol v'Orva on Parshas Achrei, that would be another example that Parshas Kedoshim, we would be able to lay in Parshas Achrei the Haftarah. So this is pointer number two. Pointer number two is that being that this Shabbos we're not laying the Haftarah of Parshas Achrei, we're going to lay in the Haftarah of Parshas Machar Chodesh. Next week, we're going to lay in the Haftarah of... Next week we're going to lay the Torah of Parshas Achrei, even though it's Parshas Kedoshim. So pointer number one is the Kriyas HaTorah is going to be different between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Chutz La'aretz for the next 3 months. Pointer number two is that the Haftorah this week is Machar Chodesh, and next week the Haftorah by Parshas Kedoshim, we're going to lay Parshas Achrei. Pointer number three, Kriyas HaTorah, Haftorah. What comes after Haftorah? The Yukam Pergam, and then goes Avarachman. The Ramah, the end of Simen Reish Pei Dalet, Azok the Ramah, B'yimei HaSvira Oimrim Avarachamim Afilikashim Avarcham Achoydish, which means the following. This Shabbos, we actually have two reasons not to say Avarachman. First of all, it's in the month of Nisan. In the month of Nisan, we don't say Tachnun, and we have a klal. When you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Avarachman. So really, we shouldn't say Avarachman this Shabbos, Parshas Achrei, because it's in the month of Nisan. There's another reason not to say Avarachman, because it's Rosh Chodesh benching. Still says the Ramah that we say this Shabbos Avarachman, and we say Avarachman. The Mishnah Brura says that we say Avarachman even if we have three reasons not to, which means we have the reason of Nisan, we have the reason of Shabbos Mevarchim, and even if we have a third reason, which this is Chavav as me being a Moyel, if it's these are bris, which that's another reason you don't say Tachna Mele, you don't say Avarachim on a regular Shabbos of a bris, even if you have all three reasons together, you still say Avarachim this Shabbos. Why do you say Avarachman? L'chayra, for whatever reason, you don't say, Tachna, l'chayra, you shouldn't say, and Koshkin, it's a Nisan, it's Rosh Chodesh bench again, even if these are bris. So the reason you don't say, the reason you say is like it's Mavur. The Mishnah Brura brings it, because in these days between Pesach and Shavuos was the Gzeira. How he calls it the Gzeiras Tof Nun Vav. That was in the times of the Rishonim, the times of Rashi. The Crusaders killed out in many places, and was varied in quite a bit of years, but in three big cities in Germany. In Yiddish, it's Ashpira, Spira, Vermeise, Worms, and Maginza, in Mainz. These three places, many Yidden were killed out. And because of that Gezerah, that's what we will besaken the Gezerah's Avarachman. This Avarachman that we say was that, because of that Gezerah in the time of the Rishonim. And that happened between Pesach and Shavuos. Now, just to bring out, Ava Rachmam is not a stira. It's not a stira to. It's not an avelus, so to speak. Right? It's not a stira to say it. We say it because this is when it happened. Right? On Yom Tov, we just said it out. Achron Shal Pesach, we said Ava Rachmam. So it's not a stira be'etzim to say. It's not like we're saying Tachnun on Shabbos on Yom Tov. Ava Rachmam, which we speak about, the Eibush, the. Should take Nakama on the people that were killed at Kiddush Hashem. So this, the Ava Rachman really is said even on Yom Tov as well. Also good. So that's reason number one why to say it. And just to point out this, that this Gzeira happened between Pesach and Shavuos. First of all, the Taz brings it. The Taz in Hilchos Pesach Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel. The Taz says. The year that it happened, 856, and he says, interesting to note, there are yoitzres that are said between Pesach and Shavuos. If you look at the Siddur, Oitzus Atfilos, he brings every week Yoitzus La Shabbos Rishon Achar Pesach. He's Yoitzus. In Minig Ashkenaz, the Yekis, the Oberlanders say these Yoitzus. Some have the Minig, in Tzanz, I think in Babov, they sing like two Shtiklach. Before Mincha Shabbos afternoon, every week between Pesach and Shavuos, of these Yoitzres. The Yoitzres speak about this Shreklach Gzeira, and as a matter of fact, we actually say in the Kinnus, Kina Chaf Hei speaks about it. Kina Chaf Hei speaks about, I'm opening over here in the Kinnus, it says, Al Gzeiris Tav Tav Nun Vav Churbin Kihilas Ashkenaz, Ashpira Vermeisen Megensa. So that's why we say Ava Rachmam. And interesting also that the Chaf Sivan, which many fast, and these are slichas for Chaf Sivan, is also, even though it's Chaf Sivan, which is really after Shavuos, but it's also, it's Shoirish has to do with this, the Shari Tshuva in Hilchas Tainis, is bothered. Why? He says Chaf Sivan is for the Gzeira Tachtat, which happened obviously much later. And he says, why is it after Chaf Sivan? It happened over a period of 2.5 years. So he says, Lefi Shebeshonim Kadmoinim Shnas Tov Tov Kuflam Aralf. It's a different year, but in that same Tkufa, Hayagam Gain Eis Tsar LeYakov B'Yom Zeh, Kamay Sha'imim B'Slichas. In other words, this is all surrounding of what happened between Pesach and Atzeres, that Avelis, and therefore we say Ava Rachmam, even though this Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh benching, and it's a Nisan, and even if you have a Bris. Another reason, the Levush says, even without this, we're all in Avelis, the first reason also, but all in Avelis, meaning to say is we don't listen to music, haircuts, it's because of the Avelis of Talmid Rebbe Akiva. So that's another reason why to say Ava Rachmam. So what we have over here at the Vayla is that you say Ava Rachmam throughout the days of Svira, which is Negeah, not just for this Shabbos, but it's Negeah from around a month from now, Shabbos Mevarchim Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you also say Ava Rachmam. And Azayz Mavur in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shara Frayim, and that was the minig of the Besmedish of the Chazanish to say Ava Rachmim, Sai this Shabbos, and Sai Shabbos Mevorchem Achoydish, Sivin you say Ava Rachmim. However, there are those that hold that is a chiluk between Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Iyar. Meaning to say is Rosh Chodesh benching of Iyar, Rosh Chodesh benching of Sivan. When Mevarchen on a Chodesh now, you don't say it. maybe because now it's also these two reasons, but now you don't say it, as opposed to later, when a later Mevarchan HaChodesh of Sivan, you do say it. That was the Minig of the Divrei Yoel, the Minig Rishon, that this Shabbos they did not say it. Next Rish Chodesh Benching, that means Rish Chodesh Benching Chodesh Sivan, they did say it. Interesting to note that even with this tzad, in other words, we said the pashtus is you always say it for both Rish Chodesh Benchings. That's the pashtus in the Ramah. We just saw a tzad that maybe this week you do not say it, and next Rish Chodesh Benching you do say it. But is Mavur and Imre Pinchas from a Pinchas Karetzel, which is something that gave particular for this year, that this day you do not say it, Shabbos Mevorchem HaChodesh Ir, is only when Achron Shal Pesach is the middle of the week. And Achron Shal Pesach, we say Avarachmim together with Yisker. So you already, if it's the middle of the week, so when it comes Shabbos, you don't say it because we already said it this week. However, a year like this year, when it's going to come tomorrow Shabbos, Parshas Achrei Mevorchem HaChodesh, when was the last time we said Avarachmim? Last week, because Achron Shal Pesach was Shabbos. Therefore, he says that even those that don't say Avarachmim Rish Chodesh Benching Ir, they only say Rish Chodesh Benching Sivan, only Rish Chodesh Benching Sivan. However, a year like this year, they're also going to say Rish Chodesh Benching Ir, and the reason for that is because you didn't say the whole week. So we have over here some that have the minig that always say Avarachmim. Some have the minig not to say this Shabbos, Mevarchem Ir, but do say Mevarchem Sivan. Some have the minig just the opposite, the minig and bells, that this Shabbos they do say, and Mevarchem HaChodesh Sivan they do not say. And then there's a fourth tzad, which is brought a Maaseh Rav, that the Goyin did not say Avarachmim, not this Shabbos and not next Shabbos. So to summarize this third pointer, some say Avarachmim both Shabbosim, Saim Avarachim HaChodesh Ir and Saim Avarachim HaChodesh Sivan. Some don't say it neither, they do not say it, neither Shabbos, not Mevarchem HaChodesh Ir, and not Mevarchem HaChodesh Sivan. And some only say one of them, either just Mevarchem HaChodesh Ir, or just Mevarchem HaChodesh Sivan. So, meanwhile, we went through 3 pointers. We went Kriyas HaTorah for this week, and the next bunch of weeks. We went through the HaTorah for this week and next week. Av harachamim, if you do or you don't say, you do not say it. And one final pointer, the fourth point, is being that Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Hainu Matzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So there is 3 shitas when it comes to Shalosh Shudas. You're eating Shalosh Shudas, you watch Shabbos afternoon. Usually when you bench, you say Ritzei. What happens Lagabe saying Yalo V'Yavoy? So here's the thing. If you washed and ate before, let's call it Shkia, the Hainu Shabbos, before night, before Rosh Chodesh, over there it seems to be clear, L'kula Alma, no Machloikis. Of course you say Ritzei, and you do not say Yalo V'Yavoy. However, if you ate another kezias by night when it's already the time of Rosh Chodesh, what do you do? So these are 3-way machlokes. Again, you ate Shabbos. Now you ate another kezias by night, which would be mechayev you really to say Yalav Yavi. What do you do? Do you say Ritzei? Do you say Yalav Yavi? Do you say both? 3-way machlokes. The Bach says, you only say Ritzei, even though you ate the Kazayas by night. The Magen Avraham holds, just the opposite. You only say Yalav Yavai. And the Taz says that you say both. But again, this is only if you ate a kezayis by night. Lo yitzu, you did not eat anything by night, then the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it clearly, then you only say Ritzei. So what's Lamaisa? What's Lamaisa? I don't know what's Lamaisa. But one thing the Kitz of Shulchan Aruch says, that not to get involved, not to go into this machloikis, don't eat another kezayis later. Now those that do have the minhag to eat a kezayis later, and they also say Yalav Yavai, but it's a machloikis. That much I want to educate you, if you didn't know, that if you eat another kezayis by night, these are three-way machloikis between the Bach, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz, what to do. Just very interesting to note that the Chassam Sofer, in Minhagi Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer benched earlier than a regular week. He used to bench before Tzei Sakachavim, which is interesting because the Pashtus, as long as you only ate Shabbos, you didn't eat anything by night, over there, L'kula Alma, you only say Ritzei and you don't say Yalav Yavai. So L'chari, you could bench even by night. Clearly, you could bench by night as long as you didn't eat another kezayis. This Nakuda about also mentioning Yalav Yavai, it's worthwhile mentioning the Shoyla Meshev, which is relevant bedafka for now, for the Tkufa of Sfira Sa'imer. The Shoyla Meshev says, based off the din, which is Mavur, and Simen Tov Pei Tes, and Hilchas Sfira Sa'imer Siv Tes, that when we're in Shul Matzah Shabbos, and there was a minig to say Avdallah in Shul, which one comes first, Sviras Omer or Avdallah? So the din is, we first count Sviras Omer, and then afterwards we say Avdallah. And the reason for that is because we want to leave Shabbos as late as possible, Afuki Yoima, to leave Shabbos. And therefore, if we count Svira and we don't make Avdallah yet, we're still with Shabbos. Even though it's interesting, we mentioned it after Chayin Antanu, but that's a shmooze for itself. So we say first, we count Svira, and then afterwards Avdallah. Zokta Shaila Meshev. But if you're going to bench and say Yalav Yava, you're saying already it's the next day. And then you're going to count Svira because you want to, before Avdallah, because Afuke Yoima, you already said it's the next day. So therefore he says, it's very interesting, he says at least in a Matzah Shabbos like now, you shouldn't be Maski Yalav Yavai. So to be Mesakim, this fourth point, being that Shabbos this week, Parashas Achri, Fas B'nei Chutz La'aretz, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. So when you're going to eat Shalosh Shudis, if you're going to eat another Kezayis by night, these are big machlokes what you should do. Should you only say Ritzei? Should you only say Yalav Yavai? Should you say both? And L'cha'oira, not to get into this machlokes, you just eat your kezayis, or as much as you eat, before Moitzah Shabbos, and therefore you'll only say Ritzei. So we had four pointers in today's shir. Number one was the Kriyas HaTorah, which is very interesting. We have a different Kriyas HaTorah than Bnei Eretz Yisrael for the next 3 months. Pointer number two, we said Haftorah of this week is Macha Chodesh, and next week Parshas Kedoshim, when the Pashtus Haminig is like Reb Kiveger, not the late Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim, but Parshas Achri, this week's Haftorah. Ava Rachman, there's a big machlokes. Do you not say neither of the two? Do you say both? That's the Pashtus and the Ramah. Do you only say one of them, the Hainu, the Mevarchim HaChodesh of this, of Nisa, of Ir, or Mevarchim HaChodesh of Sivan? And lastly, Shalosh Shudis. When you eat Shalosh Shudis, if you're going to eat a Kezayis by night, these are big machloikas what to do. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.